Hello, this is Dr. Annie Rohr with Even Psychologists Lose Their Shit. Oh, that will keep cracking me up because I realize how much I do lose my shit, and I hang in there, folks, I hang in there. Okay, so someone asked me to do a little podcast bite on how to connect with your partner or how to stay connected with your partner after having a kid. Anybody who knows, or anybody who's had a child, knows what I'm talking about here. The change that happens in a relationship after a child or children are brought into the picture is ginormous. It is bananas how much your partner will change and how much you will change. And, you know, the motherhood metamorphosis that occurs in our brains and our hearts is so huge that we aren't the same after we have a child, and it does affect our partners, and then our partners aren't the same for many reasons, and we're taxed and we're tired and all the rest of it. There's science behind it, there's research behind it. Both of our brains change, our focus becomes task-oriented, keeping the child safe, lack of sleep, all these things. So what happens is this riff or this disconnect. Because no longer are you that wonderful couple that's hand in hand watching sunsets. You're trying to task out who's going to watch the kids, who's going to watch this, who's going to remember the snacks, who's going to whatever, and everything becomes this task-oriented thing. And then marriage, I just read this meme and I thought it was hilarious. Marriage becomes scolding each other on who's on the phone more. I mean, that's what it is, right? Every time you see your partner, every time I look at you, you're on the damn phone. Or another meme I just saw which cracked me up was, marriage is just telling the other partner that they're grumpy for the rest of their lives. Why are you grumpy? And these are interesting because these are all parenting memes. You know, this is what happens when you don't have children. These kinds of things don't occur. Your number one is your partner, and you're their number one, and things just go smoother. But when you add a little person or little people into it, it changes. So how do you stay connected? I don't know. I have no idea. No, I'm just kidding. I'm learning along the way because my husband and I are navigating as my child is a toddler. And we had to navigate as she was an infant and, you know, a crawler. And now we're navigating the toddler time. So I'm going to give you a few basic things that work both in theory and in my experience and in my own personal experience. Here's the thing. First things first, do not expect, I've said this in the couples podcast, but don't expect your partner to stay the same as they were before they had kids. Just knock that off. This is a new person. This is your partner as a parent, and that's who you're connecting with. Okay? You can use old inside jokes and old moments, but you need to understand that you're connecting with them in a new way. All right. Second thing, I read this somewhere. No, honey, you can't have another cookie. Would you like some water? Sorry, guys. Real-time parenting. So where was I? I read this somewhere. I obviously am on social media a little bit more than I'd like to admit. But this person wrote that there was this disconnect between her and her partner. And the only way she could understand it was thinking of parallel play. And what that means is, as you guys know, when you have little kids, you know, one, two, early twos, they don't play with someone. They're sort of parallel playing. They're mimicking each other. They're just kind of playing alongside each other. They're not throwing the ball towards each other, but they're, you know, playing with it. So if you think about that and you apply that to your marriage, let me pause this. Okay, sorry. Basically, this will be my worst recording yet. I apologize. Sadly, it's probably one of the more important ones. And re-recording these may be a possibility, but you have to understand that this is all off the top of my head, and I'm just walking and talking and doing my thing, and the next recording might not have the same info. Anyway, deep breath. Let's continue. So where were we? So, okay, the idea of parallel play. So if you consider your partner, in the early years especially, when your kid is very, very dependent on you, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, like me, or even in this times, we don't have sitters, we don't have help, You have to sort of see your partner like you guys are just working together as a team, and they're the other side of the team, and you have this common goal to keep this child safe and get things going, and you're sort of working alongside in parallel of each other, and it's a beautiful dance that's occurring. So I need you to change your frame. Instead of thinking, oh my goodness, we're not connecting, think about how you are actually helping each other and you are connecting with this common goal. You know, and in our family, my husband is doing all these tasks. He's the grocery store guy. He's running the errands. And, you know, I'm the one at home and taking care of things. And without him, I couldn't do it. Without me, he couldn't do it. Do we connect a lot? Not as often as we'd like. But I see the beauty in the dance. We're at parallel play. And just like a child will grow, our relationship will grow. And as my daughter grows, he and I will have less parallel play, and then there's going to be more interaction. So this is an interesting metaphor. But why I want you to understand it is I want you to be mindful of your partner and the things they are doing, because you might not be connecting the way you want or the way you wish, but you can still connect. So in these moments of where we can't quite connect because we have this little child with us every minute and sitters aren't an option for some people, and you know, life happens. This is what you need to do. You need to go back to the old school stuff, what your partner's language of love is. Okay, go back to it, Google it. I'm not gonna spend too much time on it. Find out what their language of love is. Okay, my husband is, he's a physical touch guy. He likes hugs and things like that. I'm somebody who likes words of affirmation and quality time. And you know, there's five languages of love. Look them up, see what your partner is. And then I just want you to do little things to connect. That's it. So for my husband, I can't cuddle with him on the couch, and we can't watch a whole show on Netflix, and we can't do any of those things because we have a child who never sleeps. And he's in bed long before she falls asleep. So What I do is I make sure that I squeeze his hand sometimes. I make sure that I touch his shoulder. I make sure that we give him a hug when he comes in. You know, he makes sure he's leaving me. Lately, he's been leaving me little notes in the morning to make sure that he knows that we love him. You know, we're loved by him. So think about the way that you can connect with your partner in small ways. And that's how you build a connection, using their language of love. And start small. We don't need to go on vacation together. We don't need all these things. It's just little tiny moments of connection. You wouldn't be surprised how like the tiniest thing, like just winking at your partner, or you know, giving them a little pop with your, you know, when they're walking by, pop them in the butt or nudge them with your hip. Those things matter. Or if you have a young kid and you're dancing with your toddler, include your partner and make it a family dance. There's little ways to connect. The second way, huge way, I think maybe I'm the third, sorry, is to always stay grateful. Say thank you and notice each other. And even though you're stuck in the routine of the same old shit and the tasks and all the rest of it, say thank you when you can. And I know it's frustrating because even I do it. I'm like, God, why do I have to say thank you for something that he should be doing? The reason we're saying thank you for something that someone should be doing is because we want them to know that we appreciate it. And we want them to know that we see them and they're not isolated and they're not alone and they're not doing things in vain. Because it fucking helps. That's why. So it helps you stay connected. It helps the person feel motivated to continue doing what they're doing. So thank you for going to the grocery store. Thanks for picking up dinner. Thanks for the nice note. Those things matter. Thanks for working so hard for our family. Just every now and again, throw in a thank you. Thanks for cleaning up. Thanks for doing the dishes. Wink at them. Smirk a little. We don't have to have like these amazing, passionate connections all the time. We just need to maintain a connection because relationships are fluid. They change over time. They're not same. So there's going to be moments where you connect more than ever, and it's the most passionate marriage you've ever had. And there's going to be moments where you're in this parallel task space where you feel like your partner is so far away from you. So draw them in closer. Little winks, little giggles. Send them funny memes. This one again? Sorry. Send them funny memes. Send them funny videos. Make each other laugh. My husband and I started watching shows separately, because I watch mine when my I sometimes can watch a show here or there if my baby's sleeping, and he watches them. I don't even know when the man has time to do it, but he'll do it. And so what we've been doing is choosing the same show, and then we'll talk about it or text about it. That's a way that we're connecting. Sometimes I'll send him something to read, a book, listen to a podcast. We tag each other and stuff on Instagram. I'm not a social media person, but I'm trying. I'm on it way too much because I got hooked on finding lovely women who are in the neighborhood who can bring by treats and groceries. So I'm always on there looking like, oh, somebody baked brownies. Anyway, so I send him those kinds of things like, oh, somebody made the Lily Koi passion cake. Go get it. So that's the way I want you to connect. That's the way you stay connected. And then as your child grows, or life, you know, permits, or you have a sitter, or you have parents helping, some people do, some people don't, you can try to connect with each other and go out and have a moment. Sometimes the way to connect is letting your partner go on their own. You know, sometimes you just need to let your partner go for a run, and then they feel better, and then they can come back and connect with you. So thinking about what their needs are. Okay, so that's one thing. Another thing I want to suggest is just movement in general. I talk a lot about stuckness and stuck energy. Have that idea that sometimes relationships get stuck. The energy in your body gets stuck. So movement matters. So just do something and stay in motion. Go for a walk as a family, wiggle as a family, dance as a family. Sometimes it's even nice to just send a little text saying, I remember when we used to do this and I miss it. Let's figure out how to connect. Don't give up on each other and keep trying. So I'll do another one on this, but this is part one. Thank you for listening. Continue to try to connect. Always communicate, and little things matter. Oh, and finally, of course, back to gratefulness. You say thank you, but when you do grateful things together as a family, include some things that your partner is doing. I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that I met you. And remember that partners do change over time. And this might be a hard month. This might be a hard year. But the next might turn around. Reach out for help when you need to. Stay connected. And see the changes that have happened. And appreciate them and notice. All right. Take care. Blessings. Thank you.